Recorded Books and RB Digital present Winterborne Home for Vengeance and Valor by Allie Carter, narrated by Laura Knight Keating. Prologue. Everybody knows what happened to the Winterbornes. That one day 20 years ago, two perfect parents took their five perfect children out on their perfect boat for a day upon the water. Everybody knows that, 12 hours later, only one Winterborne returned, bloody and bruised and clinging to the smoldering rubble, with absolutely no memory of that anything but perfect day. Everybody knows that the lone surviving Winterborne grew up with the finest chefs and governesses, that he had only the best tutors and wore only the nicest clothes and was a charming boy, with his mother's quick wit and his father's kind eyes. Everybody knows that the young Winterborne heir was destined for greatness, that despite his tragic past, he had been born a prince and would surely someday become a king. Until the day when Gabriel Winterborne simply walked away from his perfect life, never to return again. Nobody knows the truth. Chapter 1. The Museum. And on the right, we have young Gabriel Winterborne. April looked to her right, but it was just another painting. In a whole room full of paintings, none of which were all that impressive to April. After all, you can't eat oil-covered canvases.